This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. The city of Uniontown is set to receive more than $31 million from a federal grant and matching funds to address a decades-old sewage issue. But some say the problem should have already been fixed. In 2012, Uniontown received almost $5 million for the same problem. Now, some residents worry without proper oversight, history could repeat itself. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
Ben Eaton knows just about every street in Uniontown. It's not hard. The city stretches about 2 miles end to end. Eaton is a local activist and recently elected county commissioner. Driving through town, he passes the local high school and pulls to a stop in front of what looks like a small lake surrounded by a fence.
What you're looking at is the lagoon. This is the primary sewage treatment facility for Uniontown, Alabama.
Eaton laughs because he says it doesn't work. Cracked pipes leak raw sewage. Rainwater and large amounts of waste from the local catfish plant overload the system. Untreated water regularly contaminates local groundwater and creeks. Eaton says it takes a toll on residents.
Oh, yes. There are times when people say they really can't sleep at night because of the odor.
Uniontown is a poor rural city in the Black Belt region of Alabama. Most of the population is African American. Residents say there's no shortage of environmental concerns. The local landfill is full of toxic coal ash, and a nearby cheese plant emits a strong smell. And then there's the sewage problem. It's been going on for decades. In fact, it's so bad that ADEM, the Alabama Department of Environmental Management, has repeatedly filed orders against Uniontown, demanding a fix. Now, local and state officials say it's going to happen, with more than $31 million in funding. Most of that is federal money, with a smaller match expected to come from state and local entities. Ben Eaton isn't optimistic. He says the last time Uniontown received a federal grant for this issue, it didn't go so well.
ADEM dropped the ball. Centel dropped the ball. The city themselves dropped the ball. Everyone, in my opinion, is responsible for that $4.8 million.
That $4.8 million, that was a different grant from a few years ago for the same sewage problem. Uniontown hired Centel Engineering to come up with a solution. But environmental groups and politicians say the company wasted money. Specifically, Centel spent more than $500,000 to build a discharge site that ADEM later found to have several design flaws. The city never even used it. Nelson Brook is with the conservation group Black Warrior Riverkeeper.
We're concerned that the city of Uniontown continues to use the same engineering firm, Centel, that improperly engineered a supposed fix during the last grant cycle.
Fast forward to today. Centel will once again be in charge of Uniontown's grant, which is way larger than the first. Ed Morris is a project manager for Centel. He says the last pot of money wasn't enough to fix the system.
Basically, most of the criticism has come from people not understanding what they are criticizing, what goes into designing, what goes into getting approved.
Morris says state and federal agencies review and sign off on all engineering plans and guide the project. But Nelson Brook of Black Warrior Riverkeeper says with the previous grant, there was a lack of transparency.
We don't know exactly who all the players and decision makers were. We don't know who all was in meetings. We don't know who ultimately got to call the shots.
This time around, Brook hopes to see more oversight from city and state leaders. He says one thing that's different is he and fellow activists are being invited to the table to discuss the upcoming grant. That includes Ben Eaton. He says with the $31 million, the proposed plan is to fix all the broken pipes and pump Uniontown's waste to a treatment facility in Demopolis, about 20 miles away. Eaton has mixed feelings about that.
From the way I see it, and the way I understand it, we might get our problem fixed, but there are no benefits for Uniontown.
He would rather see the money used to build a treatment facility in Uniontown to generate economic growth. But regardless of the plan, Eaton and fellow residents hope this time it works. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.